Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Everything is gonna be alright, alright. Everything is gonna be alright, alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
On Mondays, even though people be trying to do the gloom thing, I'm not having it. I claim the Mondays. You know, first of all, I'm blessed and excited, right, that God gave me mercy and gave me another day. So that's one. I'm up and the devil is mad, right? And second of all, I get to share with you guys early. So good morning, good morning. Bronx was the first in the building. Boom. They stepped in the room. How's New York City? It's cold over here in Florida, y'all. I don't know where y'all at, but it is cold over here. We're in the 50s, and I'm still not used to it. I'm still not used to it. Like I've been here for a couple of years still already, and my mind still just doesn't compute that I could see palm trees and still be cold, and it's still hoodie weather. I'm still battling with that. So I'm still working through that. To me, when it's hoodie weather and it's cold weather, I'm getting ready for winter, like real winter, like, you know, like cold, not like hoodie, and then the next day you can go to the beach. Like, that's still a little confusing for me, but I'll take it. I sure will take it. That's for sure. Shout out to the boss lady, Lush, headed back to D.C. on her way from New York. She was out there doing a hip-hop tour out there. And she's on her way back to D.C., so shout out to her and Rhonda that was with her. And they were just going live, and it was cold out there. They were in Orchard Beach filming, and they were freezing. Listen, I just don't miss that part of it, right? I surely don't. So I'm looking for, they gave me a list of where my listeners actually are listening from, and I lost it. Of course, it's a live show, and why would I have everything in order, right? That surely wouldn't be me. But they gave me the list. I can't find the list now. Okay, eventually I'll find it. Okay, I got it. Come on. Thank you, people, for having confidence in me. Good morning, David. Good morning. How are you? Blessings. So, the audience geography for the show is 43% comes from the United States. So, shout out to the U.S., right? Florida, New York, everybody that's in the U.S. But 8.49% of the audience is from Germany. Right? Yeah, what? And then 7.54% is from Saudi Arabia. I got people from Saudi Arabia checking me out. So shout out to Gladys, that's from Saudi. I see you, sis. Thank you for the support. I know that's you that started that, because ain't nobody know me from Saudi Arabia. So shout out to you. Thank you. I appreciate you. 4.71 is from the United Kingdom, and 4.7 from Poland. So, yeah, so shout out to y'all. Shout out to United Kingdom and Poland and Saudi Arabia, Germany, U.S. in the building. Oh, my God. I love my worldwide audience. Thank you guys for tuning in and supporting the show over the years. You know, without this audience, there wouldn't be no show, right? Because I know they would have, Lush Radio would have been like, excuse me, if I wasn't the highest rated show. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday, everybody celebrating an anniversary, whatever you're celebrating, accomplishments, if you're celebrating collecting a chip because you've been doing good, whatever it is that you're celebrating, shout out to you, congratulations. I want to shout out Lila Green from Hunts for Hopes. They're in their fifth anniversary calendar. 5 years already, Lila. Wow, that's amazing. So Hunts for Hope is another organization that collects donations to help domestic violence victims. So because today is October, you know, we're still in October, still two more days, but we're still in October, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So shout out to Lila for doing the work. Lila, Casita, like everybody that's doing their thing wherever you're at. And if you're contributing to help the cause, whether it be for domestic violence or breast cancer awareness or anything that's going on this month, shout out to you. It's also Pastor Appreciation Month. Yeah, so shout out to my pastors, man. I love my pastors. My pastors keep it 100, or I like to say 1,000, but, you know, Benny says 100. So, but I love my pastors. They're amazing. They're just so down to earth. Like, you can really, really feel the connection as far as, you know, the love that they pour onto us and all that. So shout out all my pastors from Crossover Church, located in Tampa. Tampa in the building. I see you, Wesley Chapel. I see you. So I just want to shout out my pastors. If you have any pastors that you want to shout out, put them in the comments. I'll shout them out as well. And as this month is Pastor Appreciation Month. I didn't even know that. So I had just learned that. And, yeah, now I got to definitely make sure that my pastors know they're appreciated. We have great pastors. There's some that, you know, listen, there's bad apples everywhere, right? But when you have great ones, when you have great leaders, we definitely have to acknowledge them and let them know that they are prayed for, right? Because, hey, just because they're pastors doesn't mean they have superpowers, right? If anything, they have a bigger target than we do. So we have to keep them prayed up and so they can continue on their calling, right, and their walk. So I'm going to go into my phone lines real quick because I think the CEO is on here. Good morning.
What's
good
up?
Morning.
What's up?
What's going on? Good morning. It's early.
In the morning.
Good early morning, in the morning. Queen. And you on the grind, Queen. What's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, man, you know, I'm reminiscing of our days in the Bronx, man. I'm up here. I'm in Jersey now, but I was in Trenton, and I was in the Bronx this past week. Before that, we actually did a proclamation in D.C. for female veterans, acknowledging their service in D.C., so I was one of the people to head start that thing right there, and it was an amazing event. We also had a roundtable with some delegates and some female veterans and caregivers and spouses, which turned out excellent. So that was one event. So every October 18th will be Women's Veterans Day in D.C. So
that's one part.
The other thing, we was in the Bronx yesterday. This is the first time I actually heard about this, but I saw some new things in the Bronx that I'd never seen. I was like, there's some little hidden jewels in the Bronx that I never got to see. You know, you can stay in a city for a while and you just don't notice half of the stuff that's there. You know,
true that.
So,
true that. Well, the Bronx stays busy. Let me tell you, the Bronx stays busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. They had the Tour de Bronx, which, like, if most people are familiar with the Tour de France, it's like you tour, like, France, but this one you toured the Bronx. They had people from the Bronx. The Bronx came out big. Ruben Diaz Jr., the president of the Bronx, did an amazing job hosting and getting the crowd amped up and lively. And they had over 6,000 riders from different places, but the Bronx definitely represented hard. You had some people from Connecticut, some people from out of town, but people were riding for different causes. There were some veterans out there. There was recumbent bikes. There were elliptical bikes. There were tri bikes, electrical bikes, all kinds of bikes. Some bikes I don't even know the name of, but it was bikes out there. So,
wow.
So
there was bikes with two wheels?
Yeah. All kinds of bikes, man. They had two wheels. But me and Rhonda Supreme were actually out there supporting Team Hip Hop. It's Grand Mixmaster, DXT, and Sid and Rich. They were out there riding the bikes. So that was definitely a great experience. And then the day before yesterday, rest in peace DJ Reddy Red from the Ghetto Boys. I just found out he was from Trenton. I never knew he was from Trenton. I thought he was from Houston with Scarface in them because that's where I first heard the Ghetto Boys. But he actually was from Trenton, and he actually used to do a program for the kids in Trenton at the library. So they went back to the library that they had it, and all the, like, hip-hop DJs came in, DJ Cool Red Alert, a couple of other people, Prince C., from the Ghetto Boys, a couple of people, they did a tribute, and then his sister Ada was there, and they were doing some history of hip-hop. It was a very emotional experience, but yet they taught us a lot about some of the history. But, you know, nobody can tell us more than Emma. You know, she was there in the heart of it. You know? In the heart of all that.
Well,
you know?
I don't want to claim to be a pioneer.
You got pioneers and lioneers, but you know that's a whole nother story.
for another day.
But
it was good.
That's for another day. But that was a good though. But you know what? I can honestly say that I'm proud of everything that you're doing, Emma. Your walk, your journey, and I'm honestly a testimonial that no matter what you put out there in the atmosphere with God, if you let God handle it, He'll move it. Because man, there's some days where I wasn't even supposed to be alive or even doing half of the stuff that you know that I'm doing now. And there was some times when I felt like I want to commit suicide, but I'm here. God said it ain't over, so you know I just thank God and I just continue to walk, man.
Amen, amen. Because you know, He's written the story, and we definitely don't know what the story is. We just need to be obedient and just keep following it, you know, and pray that we follow what's been written. But we won't know, though, you know. We want to be knowing everything, but we just don't know.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. That is definitely
good. Good morning, Marisol. Good morning, Wesley Chapel in the building. Good morning. I see you, Queen. Queen, salute.
Salute to everybody, Emma. I wanted to call in to show love. And I'm headed back to the DMV now.
All right, stay warm, though. It's cold over here. I got a hoodie on, hoodie weather this morning over here in Florida.
Hey, don't rub it in that you out in Florida with the beaches and it's hot and it's warm. Stop playing.
Actually, you know, it's cold now, but later on, we just don't know what can happen, so.
It might be 90 degrees, the beach, and clear water. Okay, I hear you. I see you.
Just be headed to the beach. You just don't know. You just don't know. You know, or there could just be a hurricane, you know, and you just be praying for what's going on.
Oh, one last thing before. Rest in peace to those people that got shot. I think it was, Pittsburgh? Where was that again? Those people
Pittsburgh.
That got shot?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Rest in peace to Pittsburgh.
In the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's sad, man.
This is what I'm saying. Like I be talking to my friends, and I be like, man, we got to stay prayed up. Like, it's just
exactly.
The world, you know, the devil is playing for keeps. Like, he's not playing with us. And people think that, you know, that is a game. It is not a game. It is just not a game.
Yeah.
And the devil is playing for keeps, and we really need to be prayed up to be combating some of these things that is just going on, you know? Good morning, Lizette. Good morning.
Amen.
I see you, Queen. Good morning.
Yeah. All right, sis. Love you. I'm going to step off, man.
I love you, too. Thank
love,
you
peace.
For calling in, Queen. Peace.
All right, later.
So that right there was the CEO of LushRadioOnline.net, my sis, my partner, an amazing, amazing woman of God, and she just be doing her thing, you know, just doing multiple businesses and always being out there as a servant for other women. So I definitely support her and salute her. She's another one that's out there just doing the work, you know, and so shout out to everybody that's doing the work. But when I say doing the work, I don't mean just going to work and checking in and doing a 9-to-5 for a paycheck. I mean doing the work and actually doing kingdom business, right? Worrying about other people as opposed to yourself, like the things that you're doing that you actually leave a mark, right? You actually unselfishly, right, are doing things for others. You know, it's good, and people talk the talk, like, oh, no, you crazy, I help people, you know, if everybody needs help, I'll help them. But when it comes to that point in time that they need to be helped, you know, a lot of people just hear crickets, right? And they don't really step up and do the work. So I got to acknowledge all the people that are always doing the work, that are out there just not caring if they get acknowledged or not. Shout out to La Tere. La Tere is my sis, and she's definitely always doing the work. Shout out to La Bruja, always out there advocating too. There's just a list of shout out to Links. I see you. Shout out to Lyric. Oh my God, I could just go on and on and on. But shout out to you ladies, you women, and you kings too, that be out there really doing the work and really hitting the pavement and really, you know, really passionate about what you guys do that helps other people, you know, that helps them heal, that helps them find themselves, that you take out time to mentor others. Shout out to Frank. The list goes on. Shout out to Pastor Benny Fernandez. Shout out to Pastor Elliot. Shout out to, oh my God, there's just so many. Shout out to Pastor Lucy, Pastor Christopher. The list is just, it just keeps going and going. But shout out to all those that are really have committed to do ministry life. Shout out to Mark, Jenny, I see you. You know, Mr. Cambus, how are you? Shout out to all those that really, really out there doing the work, that are passionate about it, that just do it because it's their calling. Do it because, and do it with a smile on their face, right? They do it with a smile on their face. Shout out to Todd. Todd, I see you. Shout out to all the guys from the Salvation Army. Shout out to Liz. Wow, it just, I could just go on and on. I didn't even, if I would have thought about it, I would have made the list, but I just would have been going on. Shout out to Marisol. Shout out to all those amazing, amazing people. La Nena, I see you, La Nena. I see you over there in the BX teaching them women how to box and how to defend themselves, and you do it for free. You do it for free. You do it from the heart. You out there hours and hours just teaching them these skills so they can be able to help themselves and know how to protect themselves, and you do it for free. You do it out of the love. You do it because this is your calling. So this is what I'm talking about. Shout out to you. Shout out to all those that are out there just doing the work, just, you know, helping others out just because, and just because you can. Just because you could. Just because you could, you do it. And shout out to those that hardly can't and still get up and do it. So, yeah, I just want to honor you today. This show is just about honoring and shouting out all those people that are really, really, really doing the work. If you have anybody you want to shout out, leave them in the comments. I'll shout them out for you. Shout out to Angels to the Rescue. Angels to the Rescue are also from the Bronx, and they out there also, you know, doing the work. So everybody's out there just doing the work. I just want to shout you out, shout out your organization, shout you out as a personal, because a lot of these organizations are overlooked, and you guys are the ones that are really out there feeding the homeless, taking them blankets when it's cold and socks and, you know, gloves. Nobody thinks about that, you know. You guys do more than just acknowledge there's a problem and just, you know, walk on by. You acknowledge there's a problem and you go to interaction. You do something about it. And so thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping all the people that you help, you know. The people that are out there doing the work, man. I see you. I congratulate you. I salute you.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little
hold on.
All of this pain is like I can't catch a break or phrase. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win.
Gotta go a little stronger.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Make sure to follow me on all social medias. That's Emma E2K across the board. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, whatever it is, Emma E2K across the board. Also, check out the website, emmae2k.com. Make sure you leave me some love in my guest book. I would like to know that people are checking out what's going on. Check out my blogs that are up there. And thank you, those that already follow me. Thank you, those that look forward to the things that I post and repost. I appreciate you for that as well. And all the new people that begin to follow me daily, I see you. Thank you. I appreciate you. And so I like to use my social media platform for good, you know. There's a lot of different reasons why you can use the social media, right? And some people use it for, you know, whatever they use it for. But I like to use it for sharing. I like to use it for awareness. I like to use it just to let people know that, you know, there's other things that that we could be doing way much more worse than what we're doing now, right? So I'm going to go to one more song. I'll be back.
I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I pray.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, another blessed Monday. So today I decided, you know, I always have topics, something to talk about. I always got something to talk about, which is the point why I got a radio show, right? I always got something to say, and I always want to bring awareness to something. So I just wanted, so you can jot it down in your calendars. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, for December 1st, we have Salsa from Heaven Festival. And it's located at Crossover Church. And the tickets, proceedings of the tickets is going to go to Healing Queens, Inc., which is the nonprofit organization that I am proudly a president of. So percentage of the ticket sales will be donated to healingqueens.org. So shout out to Hope to Dance. Hope to Dance is Hope to Dance and E2K Worldwide is doing the Salsa Festival Heaven. Salsa from Heaven Festival, I'm sorry. and that's December 1st. It's a gala night, and we're looking forward to that. So along with that, too, and that's that the first Saturday of December. The second Saturday, which is December 8th, Ashy Speaks Coaching, has an open mic. And so this open mic, special guest poets will be Sandra Jackson, Charmaine Jennings, Jamil Bell, and Zen Christian. And so the guest performances, admission is $10. There's going to be raffle prizes, open mic. For anybody that wants to actually go into the open mic, it's $5 to join the open mic. The doors are going to be open at 6:30. And it's from 7 to 9. The location is TBA featuring poet, right? So wait, I'm reading the flyer, that's why. And this is hosted by the founder, Poet She Is. And if you want any more information, there's a Facebook page, and it's called As She Speaks Coaching, and all the information is up on there. I will also be reposting it, and you could take a look at the flyer and stuff like that. So shout out to all those that are out there doing the work, doing it for everybody else, not just selfishly doing it for them, but actually providing and creating platforms for others. So shout out to As She Speaks. They're actually launching. This is so that she's launching her As She Speaks coaching. And so she's how better to launch it than to create an open mic and to allow others to come in and do their poetry and tabling. They have tabling. So all vendors that are interested in that too Make sure that you contact her. Healing Queens will have a tabling there. December 8th, Healing Queens will be participating and will have a tabling there. So definitely thank you, Michelle, for creating and doing that. Thank you for Hope to Dance, Roberto, for doing the Salsa from Heaven Festival and E2K Worldwide. That'll be December 1st at Crossover Church. If you need more information, just make sure you contact me so I can give you, you know, that full info. So that's anybody that's in the Tampa Bay area. We would love to see you. We would love to you know, just chop it up with you. And thank you for your participation ahead of time. Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. I'm tuning in from lushradioonline.net. I'm also live on Emma Facebook, the Emma E2K Facebook. I'm also on Instagram live, Emma E2K. So I'm Emma E2K all across the board. Thank you for those. Thank you for those tuning in. I appreciate you. I appreciate the support. So today, you know, as every week, I always have a topic to talk about. Today, there's not really much of a topic. Today is just really, I'm just kind of shouting people out, just bigging them up for those that are actually doing the work, those that are out there just getting things done, you know, and not only getting things done for themselves, but getting things done that helps others. That's the key thing here. So, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's Pastor Appreciation Month. There's so many things going on this month, and so many things that continue to be cramped up in every month, right? Because we're always either celebrating or creating awareness to something. And today I just wanted to shout out those that are actually doing the work. And those that I didn't get to mention, please, by all means, take out today and just acknowledge them. Just shout them out. you know. Shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. That's been like for the last 10 years, going on 11 years. Also, you know, being a pillar in the community in the Bronx. I'm mentioning a lot of the Bronx because I'm from there. So I stay tuned what goes on in my city. But anything else going on anywhere else, please let me know so I can shout it out. You can call in at 213-943-3705. 213-943-3705. Call in. Leave it on the comments. Hey, Marcus, how are you? Shout out to Marcus in the building. I see you, Tampa. Tampa is in the building. Florida is definitely on the check-in. And shout out to all those worldwide audiences, you know, from of course, the United States, but from Germany, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom. Like, I'm excited. Like, they gave me these numbers, and I was like, what? I didn't even know. What an amazing worldwide audience, right? We never know who gets to see these shows. Like, I do these shows, and I never know. I never know if it's going to go viral. I never know who's watching. I never know that the person that's watching may need to be watching, or I never know that the person that's listening may be needing to listen to whatever's going on. So shout out to all those on Blog Talk Radio that also tune in, because they also gave me the list of how people tune into the show. And it's amazing. Like, they show up and they hear it and they see it from so many channels that it's like, I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to say all that because that's like a lot. But it's like through your Androids and through your iPhones and through, you know, it's just so much. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the listening audience, the worldwide audience. You know, you guys are amazing. And if today you feel some sort of way about, man, I want to do something too. You know, I would like to do something. Then start. What are you waiting for? Let today be the day that boosts you up to be like, you know what? I want to do something. I want to do more than just what I'm doing today. I want to be able to leave a legacy. I want to be able to help someone else, always helping myself, always worrying about me. I want to worry about somebody else. I want to go feed the homeless. I want to go get them socks. I want to get them blankets, you know, whatever it is. I just want to pay somebody's meal. In Walmart, I just want to pay the person's, you know, food behind me. In Aldi's, you know, wherever it is that you're at, Bravo's, whatever supermarket you may be in or whatever state you may be in, you can always do something. I want to pay for somebody's gas, which is going back to Pastor's Appreciation Month, which is I love my pastor is such an innovator, Pastor T, where he just started 2 years ago in our church, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of that, where he does what we do, right, as a body, as a church, that we love our city. And we go and just do random acts of kindness, random acts of kindness. So we've done up to, like, more than 100 projects. And that's, like, paying people's gas, knocking on people and just giving them groceries and washing their car and just giving them water outside for no reason and just cheering them up and praying for them and showing up and giving hot pizza to people, like, here, it's pizza, like, dinner's on us, like, giving gift cards for coffee and paying people's laundry and just, you know, and the reaction is always something, it's always something that I don't get used to. You know, there's people that literally cry, like, what? Or will ask, oh, what do I need to do in return? And we're like, nothing. We just want to show you the love of God. We just want to love on you. And so my pastor actually wrote the book on how to do Love Our City. And it's a whole packet where other pastors have bought it. And it's like maybe more than 25 other cities next year will be doing it along with us. So it's amazing, you know, how God uses the pastors, you know, it's Pastor Appreciation Month, so how he uses the pastors at my church to be able to do things where God blesses it and multiplies it. As this year, our theme is multiply. So that's exactly what's been happening. So it's been multiplying the love, the generosity for other people. It's just multiplying, and it always takes that visionary. So Pastor T, thank you for allowing God to use you, for being that visionary, being that awesome and great leader that we have at Crossover Church. And you know all your sheep, man. Don't be thinking he ain't going to know if you didn't show up on a Sunday. But shout out to Pastor T and Pastor Lucy, my spiritual mentor. Shout out Pastor Christopher. Shout out all the pastors that, hi Edgar. Shout out all the pastors that are not only at Crossover Church, but all the churches that are really, really doing the work, that are really paying the way. Shout out to Pastor Benny. Shout out to Clinton James. Shout out to all those that just, Todd, just those that are really, really committed. And do it from the heart, that really, really just do it because they just want to love on people, just because, you know, just because they have that ultimate relationship. And so once you have that ultimate relationship, that's all you want to do is just, you know, love on people. Even when they're not lovable. That's the challenge right there. Try to love somebody when they're not lovable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shout out to Tarika for holding me down also. Shout out to all my Celebrated Recovery family. Shout out to my Step Study family. Shout out to my Urban Christian Women and my Corner Women. Shout out to all my Healing Queens and all the Healing Kings that are out there. Shout out to all the ones really, really doing the work that are out there, really, really doing the work. I mean, I just can't thank you enough. I'm sending blessings and always your way for your ministry and for your purpose. Let me see, make sure that I have everything. Okay, so changes. Changes is coming up for 2019 for Motivational Monday Show. It's going to be a longer, it's going to be more than an hour, right? So we're going to shoot for 2 hours. Who is interested in that? I'm like, what? 2 hours? Why? But yeah, 2019, we're going to do 2 hours, and we're going to have different segments. We're going to be doing more interviews, and we're going to incorporate interviews and everything else to it. So look out for the new show for 2019. It's going to be excited. We're already working behind the scenes and getting things done. Where we'll be tuning in from, we don't know yet. Things are still in negotiation. And, you know, will I have a co-host? I don't know. You have to wait and see. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see what happens. But we're definitely going to incorporate interviews, and it's going to be a longer show. Those that can't tune in at 9, then could tune in maybe at 10, but definitely before 11, right, because it's a two-hour show. So I'm excited. Is there going to be more work? Yeah, but I'm still excited. So shout out to all my Lush Radio Online family. You guys have been rocking with me several years now, man. This is like, I think I'm going on my 10th year already. Ooh, I think 2019. Yes. Oh, my God. That's why. Look at me. I don't even know why. Is that 2019 going to be different? It's because I'm about to hit 10 years, y'all. Ooh, Lush. I want my 10-year ring. Lush, I want my 10-year ring. rocking out with Lush Radio for the last 10 years. Wow, how time just goes. I'm telling you, look, it's October 29, 2018. We're about to go into November, just like that. And next thing you know, it's already 2019. 2019 will be the year. at is my birthday would be 02/19/19 for 2019. That's exciting. So shout out to those that are looking forward to a birthday next year. I know I am. Look at me. It's already 2 months away, and I'm already talking about it. But and we still haven't passed, like, Halloween and all this stuff. So who is participating Halloween this year? I've never been a really big fan of Halloween. Since I moved to Florida, though, I see that, you know, it's, like, really big here. Like, people go all out, like, you know, doing things in their lawn, and people go all out for Halloween in Florida or in the South. I don't know. Maybe because of the weather. I don't know. I've never been. There's like two holidays that I'm iffy always about and still praying, you know, pray for me. But it's Halloween and it's 4th of July. It's something about those two holidays that I don't know. I guess part of my PTSD. But it's just, you know, two holidays that I'm like, I do it because I have smaller children, and so, you know, I'm not going to take their fun away. They still like to trick-or-treat, and so I try to always stay in a safe environment. This year, my church, so they're opening up the doors so they can be able to, you know, they can be able to do their trick-or-treat, their Halloween, in a safe environment, in a safe place, right? And I can still get my Bible study. So that works out for me. I don't have to really be out there necessarily. So when you have small children, right, what are you going to do? And it's just this world and society that kind of pushes it onto us. And I don't want to be the party pooper. So I'm still going to be able to do my Bible studies while they celebrate Halloween. Not my favorite time of the year, but right. I love Christmas. That's what I'm waiting for Christmas. It's just something about Christmas. It's not just the getting gifts, because I don't really get no gifts. I give gifts. To me, that's my thing. Like being able to give a gift. Not for no reason, but, you know, for the holidays. Not just for even for the children. This, you know, just for my family, for my village. I love to love on them, especially for Christmas. What's up, Mr. Plus? What's going on? So that is my time that I'm able, not that I'm able, but that's my time that I like to be in the spirit, right? I'm in the spirit all the time in the moment, but for Christmas. It's like it does something different to other people. So I'm going to play some music. I'm going to go some music. I'll be back.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God gotta hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe.
Motivation of Mondays with the empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. So we have come to the hour, and I'm going to share my my devotional and give you the last thoughts, and then, you know, and then we out of here, y'all. We could be able to start this week. Bold and confident, October 29, 2018. Each and every day we are given the most incredible opportunity. We're given the chance to talk to a God who has been in our shoes, a man who literally walked the walk. He is waiting for us to walk up to him and ask him anything. Jesus went through the same things we do during this time on earth, so he truly understands where we're coming from when we approach him. We don't need to muster up our courage. He wants us to be confident. Esther was bold when she approached her king about saving her people, and that guy was known to make rash and terrible decisions. We get to talk to a king who is known for his mercy. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Psalms 5:3. Are you holding back tentatively in your time with your heavenly king? Be bold and be confident. He loves you. He understands you. He wants the best for you. He will show you grace and mercy in whatever it is that you seek. Bold and confident. Be bold and confident this week. Be bold and confident to thank people for what they're doing, for really being, you know, the ones that are in the forefront, right, that are bold because they're confident. They know that God walks alongside them. So thank you for another amazing, amazing Monday, man. Go out there and motivate. Be motivated. Be inspired, and then go and then, you know, help somebody else with that. Don't just keep it to yourself. Don't just harbor it within. Share that. Share that experience. Share that motivation. Share that inspiration, because Lord knows so many people need it out there. So God bless you. Have an amazing week, a very productive and successful month. Bye October. Hello November. Bye October. Hello November. Please. Bye October. Hello November.